live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Dáil will this evening debate the future of Housing Minister Eoghan Murphy. The Social Democrats have moved a motion expressing no confidence in the embattled minister. The government is expected to win, but only just. A review of 1,000 women's cervical check slides has found that in around 30% of cases, different results were recorded to the original findings. It's been claimed the HSE's winter plan for Letterkenny will guarantee a winter of overcrowding and chaos in accessing services. And the Irish Farmers Association says it's disappointed to have walked away from today's Beef Market Task Force meeting without a price increase for farmers. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin will be here with the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow, but first this evening, the PSNI have confirmed that two 25-year-old men were detained in the Strabane area earlier today and a number of searches were conducted. The arrests and searches are linked to the ongoing investigation into an improvised mortar device that was discovered in Churchview in Strabane on Saturday the 7th of September this year. Speaking afterwards, Detective Inspector Andrew Hamlin said he believed the new IRA were responsible for what he termed this reckless attack that put the lives of the local community and local police officers at risk. An appeal for information about that incident has been reissued. The Dáil will this evening debate the future of Housing Minister Eoghan Murphy. The Social Democrats have moved a motion expressing no confidence in the embattled minister. One deputy that will not be voting this evening is Donegal Independent Thomas Pringle, who will be absent because of a prior commitment. With more detail, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Tonight, Eoghan Murphy faces the second confidence motion in him since becoming Housing Minister. The Leader of the Opposition, Micheál Martin, will have his party abstain despite saying this morning.
The likes of Eoghan Murphy and Simon Harris should now go before the people. I don't want Eoghan Murphy getting off the hook to a parliamentary war. I want him to go before the people in a general election and defend his failings.
Instead, Fianna Fáil will not vote either way this evening. So what do the numbers look like? Well, taking Fianna Fáil out of the equation, 57 is usually a Dáil majority, but Taoiseach Simon Coveney is away on business and is paired with independent Michael Fitzmaurice. Independent TD Thomas Pringle also won't be in the chamber due to a previous engagement, and TD Matty McGrath has also indicated that he'll either abstain or oppose the motion. So taking them out, that leaves a Dáil majority tonight of 55 needed to save the minister's job. The government plus Michael Lowry is 54, so Fine Gael only needs the backing of one more independent and is confident that either Noel Grealish or Dennis Nocton will be that vote, and that there may be some more TDs in the opposition benches who will abstain tonight, which changed the arithmetic yet again. So it is likely to be tight, but Eoghan Murphy should survive this evening's vote.
A review of 1,000 women's cervical check slides has found that in around 30% of cases, different results were recorded to the original findings. For 159 women, including 12 who have died, it means there were missed opportunities to prevent or diagnose their cancer earlier. The UK Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists report disagrees with the smear test results for 308 women with cancer. It was ordered by the government in May of last year after a series of scandals affecting cervical check. Lead assessor Professor Henry Kitchener has been outlining some of the clinical failures.
There were 106 cases we felt was a failure to prevent the cancer. Many of those failures to prevent applied to very early stage disease. And in one third of the cases, so 53 cases, there was a failure to prevent or to diagnose at an earlier stage. A minority of the women having advanced stage, then clearly the consequences for these women were not inconsiderable.
It's been claimed that the HSE's winter plan for Letterkenny University Hospital will guarantee a winter of overcrowding and chaos in accessing services. Donegal Deputy and Lascan Corla Patacup Gallagher is warning that patients in corridors and cancelled procedures will continue to occur. He says while the plan does include a number of proposed measures, the strategy, he believes, is destined to fail.
When I look behind the statement and look at the detail of it, all that they're going to do is they'll add a medical register for improved medical cover. They'll have a rapid flu testing to reduce turnaround time to 2 hours. They're going to add additional cleaning services to improve bed turnaround and a programme to reduce presentations and admissions. That's basically it. What we do require additional beds, and we do require the embargo to be lifted as far as Letterkenny is concerned. We know of the many, many vacancies that are there. The hospital are anxious to appoint, but the HSE, under the stewardship of the chief executive, has suggested that they cannot. They have to be very careful. They have to save. And of course, while they're saving, then lives are being lost.
And we know that the full capacity protocol has been implemented at the hospital nearly every other day, it would seem. Are you forecasting then another winter of same?
Well, I'm not exaggerating in any way, but we're at the start of the winter now, and there are so many in A&E that Letterkenny will be under serious pressure. No reflection on the excellent staff that are in Letterkenny and the pressures that the staff in A&E are under, but they cannot move them on.
And that was Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The Irish Farmers Association says it's disappointed to walk away from today's beef market task force meeting without a price increase for beef farmers. The group called for an immediate and significant price increase to the amount they're being paid for beef products. Today marked the first meeting of the task force, which was forced to adjourn proceedings 2 months ago following a confrontation between farmers and meat industry representatives. The IFA President Joe Healy says they wasted no time in setting out their position for a price increase today, but walked away from the meeting empty-handed.
In the absence of a price rise, when we go out to farmers, that's all they wanted from today was news of a price rise. We didn't get that, so that's disappointing. You know, and when it was mentioned from the Meat Industry Ireland representatives that there should be a price rise in the short term, well, we want that immediately. Farmers need it immediately.
36 tax defaulters made settlements totaling 7.9 million euro with revenue in the third quarter of the year. There was one case in Donegal. Hall West Transport of Seagas Ballyshannon paid almost 36,000 euro in respect of unpaid taxes, interest and penalties. Nationally, two settlements are for more than 1 million euro, a further five cases for more than 500,000. With more, here's Sinead Spain.
The highest settlement on today's list was made by James Jordan, a carpet retailer, director and landlord from Castleknock in Dublin. He paid over 1.4 million euro following an investigation into underdeclaration of capital gains tax and VAT. Safe retailer Paul Ellard from Swords in County Dublin owes 1.1 million for underdeclaration of income, none of which has been paid as of September this year. Revenue says it will vigorously pursue collection of any outstanding money. A retired teacher got hit with a bill for 968,000 euro. Autolines, a second-hand car dealership in County Tipperary, owes 912,000 euro. And a livestock trader from County Roscommon has paid off just over half of his 793,000 euro bill for taxes, interest and penalties.
Numerous items of fishing equipment have been stolen from a fishing boat at Moville Pier. The thefts believed to have happened between last Friday evening at 4:30 and around about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, when the owner discovered the wheelhouse door on the boat had been forced open. The pressure control valve, ship's wheel, double Morse control and helm pump were all taken. The value of the equipment is believed to be substantial. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is urging anyone with information or who is offered the goods to purchase to alert Gardaí in Ballish. In Buncrana.
So Gardaí are asking anybody if they have any information or if they were in the vicinity over the weekend period and they had observed anything suspicious to contact them at Buncrana Station. And of course, in the next couple of weeks coming up to Christmas, if anyone is offered any of these goods for sale, we would appreciate if you would contact us at Buncrana Station.
Yeah, but presumably this is very specialist equipment. I mean, you're not going to get the controlled pressure valve from the wheelhouse of a boat offered to you very often. So someone who knows what this is may very well have suspicions if they're offered it.
Absolutely, and I suppose anybody that's in the industry, we would encourage them that if they're offered items of this nature for sale, to definitely to contact us at Buncrana. And of course, the number there is 9320540.
And staying with Garda appeals, Garda were investigating a burglary in the Hawthorne Heights area of Letterkenny. It happened last Friday evening at around 10 to 6. The occupants of the house were asleep as they'd been up late the previous evening. They awoke to voices in the hallway and found two men in the house dressed in black and wearing balaclavas. The men fled from the house when they were seen. The occupants saw a third person outside the house, and Sergeant Charlene Anderson has been giving more details about the incident.
So it is believed that these men had entered the property through an unsecured window at the rear of the house, and they then exited the back patio doors. So there is nothing taken from the house on this occasion, but there was damage caused to two internal doors in the property. So once again, Gardaí are appealing just for anybody around the Hawthorne Heights area that may have observed three men acting suspiciously. They may have observed the mode of transport that they used, or maybe the fact that they left the area on foot. Gardaí are exploring all avenues of inquiry in relation to this particular incident. And again, Gardaí can be contacted at Letterkenny Garda Station on 9167 100.
Donegal County Council has advertised for tenders to progress Buncrana Leisure Centre. The existing building is to be demolished and replaced with a new state-of-the-art facility. The town and surrounding area has now been without a pool and leisure centre for a number of years. Government funding earmarked for the works has been ring-fenced. Councillor Jack Murray says it's been a frustratingly slow progress, but he says this is a major step forward.
This is a great step in the right direction towards finally securing a state-of-the-art leisure centre for the people of Buncrana and the whole of the Inishowen Peninsula. At last, the council have gone to tenders to advertise for consultants to design the leisure centre. This is something we've been waiting for a long, long time, and thankfully we've now reached that point.
I suppose from your perspective, you know, it's important probably for the project to move quickly once they have got the tenders.
Absolutely. I think we need to move ahead without any delay. It's an issue that I've been pushing for years now as a councillor. I've moved a number of motions on it, and thankfully I've received the support of all councillors in Inishowen, and indeed across all of County Donegal, have all weighed in behind this project. So the political will's there, and the council executives on board, obviously the community are crying out for this to progress as quickly as possible. So there should be no further delay. Everybody wants this to happen, so it's up to us all now to get together and put a shoulder to the wheel and push it over the line.
And we are nearing 2019. I'm sure you'd like to see, you know, a lot of progress in 2020 on this.
Yeah, it's already been far, far too long. We shouldn't even be here in 2019 still talking about this. This should have been delivered long ago. Nobody expected it to have dragged on this long. So it has to just keep going. There can be no further delay. We all need to push forward with this and deliver the leisure centre and this community amenity that the people of Inishowen deserve.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you can get the new Donegal jersey and meet the players in store on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 2.
And the time on Highland Radio, 5:15, we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer news, and Ollie Horgan will be the Finn Harps manager for a seventh season. Ollie has signed on for another 2 years with the club, and has an option of a third. The club are currently hosting a press conference in Letterkenny, confirming his appointment ahead of the 2020 campaign. Harps retained their Premier Division status, and with a playoff win over Drogheda United at the start of November, and with a number of departures from Finn Park, there'll be a different look Harps side next year. They must plan without the services of goalkeeper Kieran Gallagher, defender Keith Cowan, and striker Nathan Boyle. The club are also given an update on plans for the coming year. Elsewhere, Bonagie United and Coghill Celtic have been given home advantage in the last 16 of the FAI Intermediate Cup. Bonagie will host Cork's College Corinthians at the Dry Arch Park, and should Coghill Celtic come through the replay in Cork against Middleton this weekend, they'll play Dublin outfit Kiltima at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground. Meanwhile, Letterkenny Rovers, they'll be on the road in the next round of the FAI Youth Cup. They travel to Cork side Douglas Hall in the last 16. And the Republic of Ireland have been paired with England, France and Slovenia for the UEFA Nations Regions Cup. The group qualifier will be hosted by England, with the group winners to go to the finals in June 2021. Connacht Ulster won the right to represent the Republic in the competition, but that still has to be confirmed as manager Gerry Davis by manager Gerry Davis, with an ineligible player investigation into their win over Munster ongoing. Kilmacrennan's Darragh McDaid and Coghill Celtic trio Oisin McColgan, Peter Doherty and James Bradley, they're part of the Connacht Ulster side, which hope to play in the series. The UEFA Regions Cup is Europe's top competition for amateur representative teams. And former Derry City defender Dean Jarvis has signed a contract with Larne after leaving League of Ireland champions Dundalk. The 27-year-old spent two seasons at the Lilywhites. That was after making more than 100 appearances for Derry City. Jarvis made 27 appearances for Dundalk last season in their double winning campaign at Oriel Park. And the FAI has appointed former newspaper publisher Paul Cook as the new executive lead of the association. This comes after John Foley stepped away from taking the reins as interim CEO yesterday in what was due to be his first day. Waterford native Cook was elected vice president of the association at the AGM in July, and he now basically becomes interim CEO. Minister for Sport Shane Ross issued a statement yesterday evening saying that the new CEO should be completely independent of any present or previous involvement in the FAI. Cross channel tonight, Premier League champions Manchester City hope to get their season back on track when they face Burnley. They're currently 11 points behind league leaders Liverpool, but a win tonight would take them level with second place Leicester. Kick-off at Turf Moor is a 8:15. Tonight's other game sees Crystal Palace host Bournemouth, and with the action getting underway in that one at Selhurst Park from 7:30. In Gaelic games, there was a McCrory Cup group match on today. St Eunan's College, they defeated St Pat's Mahara by 4-6 to 1-8 in Banagher today. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, Monaghan's Gavin Dugan has hung up his inter-county boots. The 32-year-old midfielder won two Ulster titles and helped the Farnie County reach their first All-Ireland semi-final in 30 years. The Mahara Clun man helped his club win the Ulster Intermediate title on Saturday night. Dugan follows Desi Moan and Vinnie Corrie in return from Monaghan duty ahead of their 2020 campaign. In athletics, the 2020 Donegal Half Marathon has been confirmed for Sunday, August 30 next year. Online entries for next year's event will open shortly, and once again there'll be an early bird rate on offer. Almost 500 entered the 2019 event, an increase of over 100 compared to 2018. More details will be on the Donegal Half Marathon Facebook page. And in snooker, reigning champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has booked his place in the last 16 of the UK Championship in York. The five-time world champion defeated Thai player Nupon Sang Kam by 6-2 on their last 32 clash today. Tonight, Mark Selby, he plays Englishman Martin O'Donnell at the Barbican from 7 o'clock this evening. Finally, for this evening in golf, the annual St Vincent de Paul four-ball scramble takes place in the Rosapenna Golf Club tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 4th. There's an 11 o'clock shotgun start. You can contact Pat Boyce on 086 101 5002. That's 086 101 5002. Or contact the Rosapenna Golf Club for a spot to play in that event tomorrow. That's your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Domal.
Thanks, Kenny. A Donegal councillor has launched a scathing attack on the Customs and Excise Department of Revenue following raids on a number of Donegal pubs on Sunday afternoon last. Councillor Paul Canning said he was gutted and ashamed after the raids, accusing the department of attempting to close down the very fabric of rural Ireland. He says what happened on Sunday was an affront to the service these pubs provide.
I actually want to throw up at how out of touch with the real world that these officials are. You know, what's wrong with a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night when the pubs are quiet? But they're coming in there on a Sunday evening when families are out socialising so that they can basically show their power and embarrass the very people that pay them through their tax system. I think it's all wrong, this type of using a sledgehammer to break a small nut.
The Donegal Road Safety Working Group has published a stark poster as the centrepiece of its 2019 Christmas Road Safety Campaign. The poster features a taxi, an ambulance, a Gartha car and a hearse with the message, "Who'll be taking you home tonight?" Donegal Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says there's been an increase in the number of drink and drug driving arrests in the county this year. He says this is a message, sadly, that needs to be reinforced.
Unfortunately, we need to highlight this because of the increase in drink driving, drug driving detections over the last period has come to the forefront again. This is real, unfortunately, all too real, and we need to get people to take responsibility for their own actions. Organise how they are going to get home at night. Obviously, the campaign, we have local taxi driver, Paul Keeney, our local sergeant, Mark Trainer, Paddy Doherty from HSE Ambulance Service, and a local undertaker, Ernie Gibson, to stress the importance that one of these vehicles can't take you home safely, but the other three, not so good.
From the point of view of yourself as a road safety officer, and from the point of view, I'm sure, as well, of An Garda Síochána, it must be disappointing that there is an increase once again in the number of drink driving detections and drug driving detections as well, because one would have thought that that message was well and truly hammered home at this stage. It would appear perhaps not.
Unfortunately, it's not. Now, there's been an increase, as I said before, in the number of drivers who have been arrested for driving under the influence this year. People are putting their own lives at risk, plus other road users, and that we have to stress that other road users, innocent road users' lives are being put at risk by the selfishness of an individual that steps into a car and drives after consuming alcohol or taking drugs. And it beggars belief that people will do that, but unfortunately that is happening.
And that was Brian O'Donnell, the Donegal Road Safety Officer. Weather forecasts, outbreaks of rain will affect the northwest tonight, with the rain gradually moving into all areas before morning. Lowest overnight temperatures 5 to 8 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate southerly breezes, stronger along the coastline. Scattered outbreaks of rain early tomorrow will soon become patchy. Mostly dry weather will follow by late morning, brightening up in the afternoon with some sunshine, just some stray showers, most likely in the northwest. Milder than it's been, with highs of 8 or 9 degrees Celsius, no more than moderate southwest breezes. Well, that's Highland Radio News for this Tuesday evening. Looking at the main stories in brief, detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit have arrested two 25-year-old men in Strabane. A number of premises have also been searched. It's linked with the ongoing investigation into the discovery of an improvised mortar device in Church View, Strabane, on Saturday 7th of September last. A dull debate takes place this evening on the future of the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy. The Social Democrats have moved a motion expressing no confidence in the embattled minister. If the government were to lose the vote, it could force a general election. However, it seems the government is set to win with a minuscule majority. A review of 1,000 women's cervical check slides has found in around 30% of cases, different results to the original findings were recorded. And a Donegal deputy is claiming that the HSE winter plan for Letterkenny University Hospital will not work. Next news is at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 3rd of December. The death has taken place of Father Colm Morris, Caronaf, Moville. Father Colm's remains will repose at the Morris family home at Caronaf, Moville, tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and on Thursday from 12 noon to 9 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Drung, Quigley's Point, followed by burial in the adjacent burial ground. The death has taken place of Alec Moore Call, Lunya Beg, Guidor. His remains will repose at his niece, Mairead McGeady Brown's residence in Lunya Beg, Guidor, from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 10 o'clock. House private pleas from after the rosary until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. His remains will be brought to St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, tomorrow evening for 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. The death has taken place of Maura Cannon, Dunmore, Culdaff. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Buchan Culdaff, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Serenity House, Moville. The death has taken place of Seamus Gorhan, Arranmore Island. His remains are en route to his home on Arranmore. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Arranmore, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. House strictly private please on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at his home of Danny McFadden, Baroness Falcara. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Finian's Church, Falcara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, Falcara. The death has taken place of Owen Gallagher, Mahara Clogher, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at the family home today, with wake until 9 o'clock. Wake again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., with rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Zita Mullen, née MacDivitt, 22 Lambton Court, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Finbar Gallon, Bray, County Wicklow, late of Drumfergus, Crossroads, Killigordon. Committal service on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Victorian Chapel, Mount Jerome Crematorium, Harold's Cross, Dublin. No flowers, please, by request. The death has occurred of Breed O'Donnell, Ballymanus, Malladuff. Her remains will arrive at Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, this evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Helena Runciman, née Porter, Umracum, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, with viewing from 7 to 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, Buncrana, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital. The death has taken place of Dominic McFadden, Kilacharan, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of John Lavelle, 26 Closeney of Connell, Glenties, formerly of Crossbinghamstown, Belmullet, County Mayo. His remains are reposing at his daughter Catherine Lavelle's home at 5 Church Road, Glenties. Removal from there tomorrow morning to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.